You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Big thank you to Katie Stelmanis, a.k.a. Austra. I love her new album, as I've said 100 times. Thank you also to Elia Einhorn for stopping by today. It was really fun having some guests today. Thank you, the listener, for tuning in. I'll be back same time, same place next week. It's funny because I feel like I have been having a lot of random coincidences today. It's funny that both people mentioned Salman Rushdie and that Katie brought up Tirza. I was going to play this last week, so let's play it this week. Got a couple minutes left before Ask Alan at 6 o'clock. Thanks for tuning in to WFMU. He's moving me up. Every step is
up is moving. Moving me up.
If your girlfriend weak and she stupid profiling, yes, you need some information, Axe Allen. That's what you get when everybody's styling. Axe Allen.
What?
Season them up, 1,000 Allen. Axe Allen. Axe Allen. I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Pine, Shaolin. Yes, you got problems, Axe Allen. I'm styling.
Yes.
Axe Allen.
What?
I'm wildin'.
I'm wildin'.
Axe Allen.
Axe Allen.
Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it.
Yeah, diamond and pearl won't save you, brother. You know how I do. It'd enslave you, brother. If you got a problem, go and ask your brother. Go ask Allen out there. Your lover, she gonna need a person with a clear head and a balance. Yeah, see, the V8, baby, is eagle talents. You know, Ali Banger, I stay quiet and stay silent. If I got me some problem, I go ask Allen. Yes, you know the worst of the world is wildin'. Yes, I'm just sitting there profiling. Yeah, I just know how it's gonna go again. If you ain't right, you will never ever know the flow again. Yes, be silent out there, keep it low again. Yes, this world will take your shine and take your glow again. If you don't know, please just ask Allen. You get hit with claws out, baby. It's eagle talent.
Eagle talent. Yes.
Axe Allen.
What?
Season them up, 1,000 Allen. Axe Allen. Axe Allen. I go Wu-Tang, brother, Iron Pine, Shaolin. Yes, you got problems, Axe Allen. Axe Allen. I'm styling.
Yes.
Axe Allen.
What?
I'm wildin'.
I'm wildin'.
Axe Allen.
Axe Allen.
Let's get to it, baby.
Let's get to it, y'all.
I'm here. I'm here. This is Ask Allen. Ooh, advice on any topic. It's about 112 degrees here in Studio A. Tico's here. I have on like multiple layers because today was like the coldest day so far. And I have on like a thermal over a t-shirt. And then over the thermal, I have on a black wool sweatshirt. And then over that, I have a WFMU hoodie. And then I have on long johns and thick pants. I'm roasting. Roasting in Studio A. I can peel layers, but I'm going to treat this like a sauna experience here at Ask Alan. Reverb on? What's happening? 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Advice on any topic. I misplaced my phone in the building. Only in the building. I mean, I just paid my parking a little while ago. But it's amazing how it sends you off in a tizzy to lose that stupid thing. Those stupid cell phones. So, yeah, if you need advice on any topic, you got to call. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. What I hear through the wise grapevine at WFMU is that the early parts of talk shows are calls are slow to come in. Well, I would like to change that paradigm at Ask Alan. I want to come in and start at 6 o'clock, and I want to see the board blowing up at 6 o'clock. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. You know you need advice. You might have seasonal affective disorder. My older sister is absolutely convinced that days in this short time of the year are shorter than they used to be. She thinks that there's some sort of deep state conspiracy making the days shorter during this dark time of the year. And it does get dark early. Oh, look, we're getting the early calls. Ask and you receive. Hello, you're on the radio. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, this is Jeff. Hey. And I need some advice.
All right, don't curse, Jeff.
I will not curse.
All right, what do you need advice on?
Well, I had a reaction to something, and then I started questioning this reaction, and I was wondering whether it was indicative of racial bias, which I don't want to believe that I have.
Uh-oh. Okay. And this seems to be a theme on this show. It's kind of weird. Right, go ahead. Hey, let's hear.
So I was reading an article about China's space program, uh-huh. that they have a manned space program, uh-huh. and they're trying to put astronauts on the moon by 2030. And my immediate reaction is, oh, heck no, I do not want Chinese people on the moon. And then I'm like, well, wait a minute.
I
felt very strongly, and I'm like, well, what's my problem here?
So why did you say
that? But then I was thinking like it was more about the Chinese government and not Chinese people.
Well, but did you originally say Chinese people?
Well, I didn't really say anything. I was just reading
the
article.
Why do you care who's on the moon? Nobody goes back to the moon anymore because it's nothing but moon rocks. It's like,
well, they're going there. See, that's the thing, because like they're supposed to be. Their plan is they're landing there 2030, and I was like, you know what? You know they're going to be up to something. They're not just going there to inspire.
All right.
You know,
so
whatever,
all I got
to
say to this, listen. Right now, you know, the scariest people, government wise, are not in China. So yeah, there's a little bit of sort of at minimum, ethnocentricity, if not a little bit of racism going on, and your initial bias. But it's good that you recognized it. Stop being racist. All right, I'm going to let you go. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Ask Alan. Listen, I just fly off the cuff. I drank a strong cup of coffee. Was that guy racist? I don't know. You get a little bit of a little bit of a bite of something, and then you make these big judgments because it's radio. I don't know. He's not. Listen, the initial thought sounded ethnocentric. You're afraid of either the Chinese people or the Chinese government. Let's talk about the milkshakes or something. What kind of milkshake are you worried about? Maybe you got legal problems. Maybe you got arrested. Maybe you're call from jail. If you're in jail and listening, give a call. 201-209-9368. It's good to get calls from jail during the holidays. 201-209-9368. There was the board did light up. And last week there was a guy, didn't think we got through the radiation layer. Hello, you're on the radio. Who am I speaking to?
Hello.
Lower your radio.
You had the previous caller?
Am I what?
The previous caller for the Chinese on the moon. This is a real big problem, for real.
The Chinese on the moon is a big problem?
Yes, it is.
Why?
Because you know Chinese government has low respect for many civil rights and people.
Yeah, but a lot of governments have low respect for people's rights and people's...
It does not mean that China does not.
Listen.
Maybe
so what's
no one
that?
Goes
there's
to
nobody,
the moon who has problems with
no,
Chinese people or any people.
There's no people on the moon. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Donovan.
Hi, Donovan. What's going on?
Well, I am getting ready for a big move to Europe, actually.
Oh.
And I was wondering if you had any advice about picking and choosing what to keep, sentimentally speaking, what to sell, what to, you know, because it's tough knowing, you know, I know what kind of space, like the amount of space I'm moving into, but it's tough to know, you know, like I'm going through that process of like, okay,
getting rid
of stuff. What are the things that I value, like personally, how much do I really value them to actually move them over there? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so are we talking, so you're obviously not bringing, it's moving things over is going to mean like crates on an airplane? Like big, how are
you?
Yeah,
I'm going to be using a shipping service actually because I'm going to bring some furniture.
Okay, and you're willing to spend, you're going to be probably spending some, couple thousand bucks at least to ship stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, minimum, right? Yeah. All right, so we're talking about stuff with sentimental value?
Yeah. And, you know, it's tough for me because on one hand, it's like I don't want to be overly sentimental about objects, right? Because objects are replaceable and, you know,
right.
Obviously every piece of cubic feet in that storage, that crate is,
valuable
little
real estate.
Counts, so.
Yeah, I mean... You know, the thing about moving anywhere is that it's an opportunity to unload, to become a little more zen, right? To sort of, are you one of the people that look around your space and go, I got too much crap?
Yes.
Yeah. And this is an opportunity to say, every time you pick something up, as you're packing, do I really need this? And when we say need, we're not talking about necessary for survival. We're saying for your own emotional well-being, living on into the future, right? And so I think you have to have a conversation with yourself as you're packing. Do I need this? And if I do, why? What is it going to do for me? So give me an example of something you're struggling with, a thing.
Well, this is pretty fitting for WFMU. I have a pretty sizable record collection, and as you can imagine, for one thing, I'm scared about moving them, like putting them in a shipping container. Like, what if they end up, you know, if I don't pack them well, it's just going to come the other side just all broken in shards, you know? But, you know, it's stuff like that where I'm like, is this really something I should even deal with? Maybe
I should just keep
it as just the practical stuff rather than like, oh, you know, I really like this record. I should keep it.
That's what I was going to say. Like... Well, can you go through all of your records and say to yourself, this is something I really see myself playing in the future, and this is something that I probably will never, ever play? Can you cut your record? Can you set a goal of setting your record collection down to a third or a half or something like that?
Yeah, that does sound reasonable because I knew that I wasn't going to be able to keep everything. So trying to keep it to the stuff where it's like, yes, I really love this record or whatever. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, so I think it's hard. Like, it's easy for me to just say, just unload, man. You're moving to Europe. Just you know, get rid of everything and start over. And it is an opportunity to get rid of everything and start over. Somebody on the comments board said, I can't believe you're bringing furniture to Europe. You know, do you have some real nice stuff that is worth like a lot of money that you wouldn't want to part with? Or is it just you have sentimental connection to your furniture?
It's nice furniture.
Yeah.
So I already have a place with my partner, and you know, there's a lack of furniture, and to get the same kind of furniture over there, I'm basically going to be spending as much money as what I'd be paying for the crate plus all my other stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. All right. As far as stuff, I mean, isn't it nice to think about moving into a new place and it not be stuffed with crap and having all your surfaces covered with like just junk?
Right.
It's like a goal of mine is to one day have like a Zen environment. And it's hard because there's other people's stuff in my house. There's a lot of like music equipment. There's other people's equipment. And then stuff piles up. You know, you give bills for a week and all of a sudden the surface is covered. And then, you know, it's hard to organize spaces and stuff. So, you know, sentimental value is important, but have a conversation with each piece and say, and maybe it's a chance to say goodbye to some things or say goodbye to some people or not say goodbye and say, I'm going to remember you in a different way. It doesn't have to be through this piece of furniture. Maybe you promise, maybe it's something that's connected to somebody you lost or something. Then you can make a sort of promise to that person that you're going to continue their legacy some other way than through this friggin' trinket, you know?
Yeah, that definitely makes sense because that is an aspect of why I think letting go of some of the stuff is tough because it's attached to certain people that, you know, I hold dear to my heart, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And at the end of the day, it's just stuff and it's going to be the memories and the experiences that stay with you, not the thing. So, you know, mm-hmm. It's easy for me to say, but let go. When in doubt, let it go and try to remember that person another way. Make sort of some sort of commitment to that person's memory or experience besides that thing.
Well, thank you for the advice, Alan.
When in doubt, throw it out.
All right, take care.
You got it. Managia la guita muerta. This is Ask Alan, advice on any topic. Oh my goodness, calls are coming in. It's like lit up the board. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I wanted to ask some advice.
Yeah. Go ahead. What's your name?
Well, first of all, I think that person I called before might be moving to China. I don't know if that's racist or not, but that's feeling that I had.
He said Europe.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Oh,
anyway.
You think he's lying? Get out of here. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hello, Alan. Hi, my name's Tony.
Hello, Tony. Where are you calling from?
Well, a long way away. I'm calling from across the Atlantic.
Well, where?
The Emerald Isle of Ireland.
And which islands?
Ireland.
Oh, Ireland. All right, yeah, you sound a little muffled. Gotcha. Cool, thanks for calling. You need some advice?
Well, just listen to the guy there talking about packing stuff and moving to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I saw an amazing tool in a film. It's like a 1970s film. It's like a kitchen utensil, which the lady in the film, she's like, it's an art movie and she does a lot of like pottering around the kitchen and that, and it's all very quiet and it's all, everything is filmed and she sits down mm-hmm. and at one stage in the film, she takes out like a sugar cube. That's the only thing I could call it. Is like she's drinking her cup of coffee and she takes out this utensil and she dips it in the sugar bowl and it turns into a sugar cube and she drops it into her coffee and
mm-hmm.
really very daintily. And I think never seen one of those before. And I looked it up to try and get one. And I don't think there is such a thing, so I'm just wondering, where did they get it? Where did the props person, you know, for that movie find such an object?
Boy, that was quite a stretch from the guy who called before talking about whether or not to get rid of stuff, reminded you of a utensil that you saw in a film, and you're wondering where you could get this utensil.
Well, it's like the exact opposite. it's like the kind of thing that somebody might throw out rather than
keep it.
You know, if you were a minimalist, you probably wouldn't be interested in something like that.
So are you a hoarder?
No, I'm not. I'm not a hoarder, no.
But you just like this thing. This was a thing that if you saw it on like late night TV, like an infomercial, you'd call right up 1-800, get me that stupid sugar cube thing.
I think I would, because I'd have to snap it up, because I don't think, you know, it's the kind of thing you would find online, you know, but I don't know. I mean, it's just a very strange object. But
I think what I liked about it was
that the woman at that point in the film was in a pretty calm state of mind and everything was under control.
Oh, so they did some good marketing,
you know,
and you associated with that thing. So that thing sent her into a Zen space, and you thought maybe it would send me into a Zen space.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but the actual film all ended in tears. It actually ended really badly. There was a murder. It was actually a really good art movie set in Belgium, in Brussels.
What was it called?
And it was called Jan Dielman, 23 Quai de Commerce, Brussels, like Brussels.
Okay.
So it's like, yeah.
So
you feel like you need
some Zen in your life?
Definitely.
All right, we're gonna do a little exercise. Everybody out there, you ready? So remember now, in all the horrible, horrible, horrible things going on in the world. At the end, we're nothing. We're a blip. And all you have is your ability to enjoy your time on this planet. And you live in a relatively safe country, and you sound like you're doing all right. You have enough. You're not struggling enough where you can call across the country to some stupid talk show. So remember, nothing matters. Nothing matters. So you're going to do is we're going to very slowly. You're gonna put your hands up like you're meditating, like you know how to the Zen.
You want me to say it with you?
Yeah. On three, we're gonna say.
Okay.
We're gonna do it slow though. Nothing
right.
matters. That's how we're gonna do it. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, two.
Okay.
One.
Yep.
Two. Three.
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 Nothing
matters.
You feel it. You feel better? You feel better?
That should keep me in a good headspace for it.
Yeah, you don't need the sugar cube thing. You're fine now.
What?
Do that like three times a day, and you don't have to buy stupid things that you see
All
on
right.
TV. All right? Remember.
Okay.
Nothing matters. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hi, Alan. It's Bandit.
Hey, Bandit. What's shaking?
I want to ask you something, but I have some advice for the person who's trying to ship their records.
Okay.
If you have like those large 38s, try to pack them as tightly as possible in a box. And if you have old 78s, like shellac records or like old shellac records. 78s. Get like a nice wide box, put them in the center, and kind of like put wadding around it.
Okay.
And then make sure it's nicely taped up and stuff.
I hope that person is listening. And if you want, Bandit, you can go to the WFMU.org playlist and comments board and spell that out in a little more detail. And hopefully that person is listening.
Yeah, a few of us threw up some tips as well on there.
That's good. Great. Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for that. Go ahead.
No, my advice is more like a car thing.
Uh-huh.
I was never really taught like car maintenance and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I know you're supposed to check your oil every mm-hmm. like 6 months to like so many thousand miles. But like how often like per month should I be like adding new oil and stuff
well,
like that?
Well, do you lose oil? Do you burn oil?
Not that I know of.
Okay, so when you say adding new oil, it means like when I think they say every 3,500 miles, I'm not exactly sure, and it depends on the car. I think every 3,500 miles or maybe 5,000 miles, you're supposed to change your oil. That's an easy thing to keep track of. Most of the time when you get your oil changed, they put a little sticker up on the upper left-hand corner of your windshield that says when you're due for your next oil change. So if they're not, right, they should be doing that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Bandit.
Yeah. Right. Thank you.
See you, man. Hi, you're on the radio. Who am I talking to? Hey.
Hey, this is Simon.
Hey, Simon. How's it going?
Hey, it's going good. How are you?
I'm all right. Where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm calling from New York, upstate New York.
Oh, Maranami. Okay, well, how can I help you?
Hey, I've got a question on if you think this... Or not you think
this is a good joke to tell people that I meet for the first time.
All right. Is this going to be, like, inappropriate or racist or, like...
Nope. It's a very short joke, and it's about a rhetorical question. It's
all right. Do it. Come on. Do it.
Okay. So I've been really big into lying recently. I love lying to people.
Uh-huh.
You know, telling them lies. I think it's great. I think it's hilarious.
I'm into it.
Another thing I've done recently is I won a rhetorical questions competition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dead serious. I got first place in the rhetorical questions competition. Or did I?
Yeah.
You like that?
I mean, it depends on who you're trying to impress. I'd be like, It's cute.
Okay, so maybe I shouldn't say it the first time I meet him. You think maybe they'd think I'm an idiot?
No, feel out their sense of humor first. It's cute. No, I think if you're trying to impress somebody, they would think it's cute. It's cute that you're trying to impress them with your sense of humor. I support you telling this silly, cute little joke. Yes.
I've got a really unfunny joke also.
I got caught. Well, all right, go ahead. Do it.
Okay.
Don't.
I like to go fishing just for the sheer pleasure of it.
Is fishing, there's something sheer to fishing? Or fish sheer?
No, it's sort of a play on fishing just for the halibut. You know? I told you.
Right. I like that one better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, goodbye. Yeah, jokes here on Ask Alan. Is my joke good enough? 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Tonight is 7-second delay bingo. You get to play bingo with Ken and Andy. I'm going to stop in for a while for absolute certain. Kidding me? Down in Monty Hall, doors open at 7:30. 8 p.m. bingo starts. I used to go to... My mom was a bingo maniac. She was like a... They could have made like a... Christopher Guest-style movie about my mom at bingo. She had like all little different sound makers, and she was like the star of bingo. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Alan, how's it going?
I'm all right. What's your name?
It's Jeff from Booton.
Booton! What's going on, Jeff?
Not much. I did like, if the other guy's still on, I like the howl of the joke more, too.
Yeah, that's good.
I was laughing at that. My question is a pretty general question, but what's your advice on, sticking to a routine, like trying to be healthier and stuff like that, but just like sticking to a routine when you feel like your day to day is pretty hectic.
As you get older, routines just get so much more important. Routines are easier when your life is stable, when you're not really concerned about your finances, when people aren't like dying around you, when your friend circles are comfortable and sane, right? Like, routines are a lot harder when life is in a tailspin. So when life is not in a tailspin, it's really important to sort of get your routines in order, because routines are like rituals. We need them to sort of make, like, to make sense of our lives and to sort of feel human. I just joined the Y. I hadn't joined a gym in years, but I was starting to feel like I was getting a little flabby. So I'm going to make make the gym. And I don't like gyms, but the Montclair Y is like, it's not bro-y. There's like a bunch of old people like going through the motions on machines.
Yeah,
it is. Kids sitting around playing chess. Yeah, it's like kids sitting around playing chess. So I'm totally like comfortable at the Montclair Y. You can go in a sauna for a while. So I sidetrack, but the point is, if you feel like it's a time where routines are important, it might be your mind telling you. So I guess the short answer is write down all of the things that you want to be part of your daily routine first. Right? Make a list and then make a schedule. Look at the WFMU schedule. And then figure out who you're going to be listening to when you're doing all of these things.
No. I got to do that already, yeah.
But you could kind of look at the schedule to sort of as a layout for time zones. For like at 6 to 9 when Clay Pigeon's on, I'm going to be stretching and making my scrambled eggs in a smoothie. So when I'm at work, write down the list of things that you want to be a part of your daily routine or weekly routine or whatever. And then make a calendar or buy a calendar or use your stupid phone. Don't use your stupid phone.
I can't do it. Yeah, I can't. Every time I just
handwrite it.
It's out the window right
and
away.
And put it on your refrigerator or something. And then when you beat, then don't beat yourself up when you can't stick exactly to your routine, as long as you know you're trying. All right.
All right. I feel better about it.
Do it.
I'll do a couple nothing matters, too.
Yeah, and always, every day, your meditation, get in the Buddha pose, Buddhist pose, and you're not saying that you don't care about the world and that you're going to stop doing things that matter to the human race, but you just have to constantly not get stressed out about everything, and you just got to kind of remind yourself that nothing matters! 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. The calls are roaring in. Shut off your radio.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, can you turn off your radio?
What's up?
I hear your radio behind you.
Yeah, guys, turn on the radio. Hi, we're calling for Ask Alan. We got a question.
That's me. Don't curse. Where are you calling from?
Sorry. Okay. I'm with Julian right now. I'm going to hand the phone over to him.
Okay. How's it going?
Hello?
Hi.
What's up?
This is my nephew, Julian.
This is Alan. What's going on?
What's happening? Don't curse. You're on terrestrial radio.
I'm on. Listen, I'm in a group full of my good filmmaker friends. We're going to the Krampus Film Festival. We just wanted to ask you, what is your favorite little cryptid? What is your favorite monster?
Ooh. Oh, man. This is hard. My favorite.
It's a tough one.
I mean, geez, that is a really hard one. My favorite monster. I'm a kid of the 70s and 80s. I think I like King Kong.
That's a classic. That's a good answer.
I think I like King Kong. You felt bad for him, and he got ripped out of the jungle, and I'm a jungle rat. I'm
it's
going
horrible,
King Kong.
Bro. That's a good one. And when he climbs the very famous tower.
Yeah, he climbs the Empire State Building. Then he climbs the World Trade Center. In the sequel. Yeah, he does both.
In the sequel, I forgot about that little tabloid.
Yeah.
That's incredible. My God.
Anyways, you need advice. This isn't an opinion show. It's an advice show. What do you need advice?
Oh yeah, we need advice. Here. I'm going to pass the phone over to my associate because he has a damning question.
Okay.
Hi, this is Henry. We are about to get on the red carpet at the Krampus Film Festival in Asbury Park.
Uh-huh.
And we're just wondering what's some good red carpet etiquette and what kind of, advice you have for that.
Red carpet etiquette. Red carpet etiquette. Well, the cameras are going to be flashing.
Okay.
I think the interviews are more important than the etiquette because basically they're all freeze frames. You're not going to be getting videotaped, but don't be an a-hole. You know, be like you're making your bones in Asbury Park. Make people remember you for your nicety, for being good dudes who, like, be real nice and respectful. Mm. And listen, watch the other films intently and listen to the people around you. And make friends. Make friends.
Awesome.
Make friends in Asbury Park because it's a good place to know people for music and film and all of that stuff. So make some friends.
Sure.
That's my advice.
Thank you so much, Alan.
All right, man. Have fun tonight.
We'll be thinking of you at the premiere.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. See you soon.
Yep. Ho, 201-209-9368. Why did I say ho? 201-209-9368. Are you a person with chronic bad luck? This was in the round table upstairs. We were talking about things that people might need advice on. Let me change this bed music. The hell's going? Oh, no, wait. How about this? There we go. It's enough of the space music. This is Ask Alan. I give advice on any topic. I haven't given out the phone number because I haven't had to. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Still looking for a call from jail. What are they calling jail these days? Is it the joint anymore? You know, gift giving, it is the holiday season. Gift giving's weird because there's a lot of pressure on gift giving. Like, you have to, if you don't give gifts, you're like not participating. But there should be a better way to do it. And I stopped giving, like, you know, the round of gifts to friends and family years ago. I throw a party for my friends and I make a card every year. That's my contribution. And it takes me, I don't just make a card. It takes me like, I probably have my card probably takes me between 30 and 40 hours of like artwork. So it's a chance for me to hone my drawing skills and my coloring skills and at the same time feel festive and like I'm participating. So maybe you're looking for a way to sort of opt out of gift giving but still be a part of the holiday season. That could be a thing. This is a big one. I'm sort of slowly considering something that I said I would never ever do, which is go on dating apps. I sort of got out of the dating world for a while. I think COVID kicked me out. And then, so I'm thinking about going on the dating apps. And we're going to talk about that on a different show. I might do Alan Asks You for some advice on how to do that. Because I am nowhere near ready, but I'm considering it. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hey, Alan, it's Handy Haversack.
Hello, Handy. How can I help you? How's Kate?
She's all right. She's off to see Erykah Badu tonight.
Oh,
so I'm holding down the fort.
That's fun.
Yeah. So my question, the advice I'm looking for actually vaguely concerns Kate.
Okay.
So Kate's mom is an over-parenter, even at our advanced age.
Oh.
And she sends gifts, like you were just talking about, right? Every year. Ugh. She packs up boxes at Christmas time and sends them to us of stuff that we don't want, we don't need, we don't ask for, and we actively discourage her from doing. But it keeps happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have this burden, right? Clothes we have to find, you know, someone to give them to, or a way to recycle them, or a thrift store to get them to, food we don't need to eat, things that we could have bought at the corner store that have now been shipped across the continent to us.
Right.
And I can't figure out a way to make her understand.
Have you tried?
I've tried.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
I've tried.
Yeah.
I try in person. I try over email. I try over the phone. I live a very non-gift lifestyle.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
we don't participate in a lot of parts of the economy, and I've made this very clear.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's hard. Maybe you can have the conversation. Maybe there are things every year. Things throughout the year, you say, boy, I could use this or I could use that. Right. Like, there are things that we buy for ourselves. Right. Even if we don't want to participate in the corporate crap economy, we do because we quote unquote need stuff. You'd think you could say, listen, if we give you a list, can you stop buying this stuff that you think we need? All right. Here's a conversation that I'm always like, gift giving shouldn't be about the thought. It's about the thoughtfulness. Right.
Right.
And you're giving us stuff that you think we need, but we don't think we need. Right. So how do you have that conversation in a way that doesn't hurt somebody's feelings? It's hard because people express love in our society mostly, pathetically.
Yeah. And with parents, it's always weird because there's also sort of a measure of still control and even like sort of the infantilizing of adult children to sort of bring them back under the control that you had as a parent when they were young.
Yeah.
It's all confusing. And like they do, you know, sometimes they'll send us a gift certificate to our favorite restaurant, you know, or to the liquor store or whatever. But it's hard. I just feel like this habit is so deeply ingrained that I've tried so much at this point. I mean, we've been together over 25 years.
Yeah.
This is a nut I've tried to crack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it sounds like something that's not going to change. And then it just gets into, is it worth damaging the relationship? I mean, do you say to her, listen, we're just giving this stuff away?
Yeah, we've told her.
And she doesn't care. She just needs to do it.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Or the pressures?
It's nuts. I've been orphaned for a long time, so I don't have a lot of the parent skills that people have. So I'm nervous about saying anything that's a little too harsh enough, but it blows my mind. I just don't understand it. Like, we've been as clear as we can possibly be.
I mean, I've gotten to the point where I've gotten rude. Like, I just tell my friends, people just come over and they want to be nice and they bring something to your house, like an offering. And I'm just like, recently somebody gave me a really nice, what the hell is it? Coaster, ceramic.
Right.
Bought at a punk rock flea market. And I'm like, oh, I got it. You know, you got to be like, oh, thanks. I just put it on another surface that I don't need it. I don't need it. But it was really nice, and now I use it. So,
now
I don't know.
Maybe you
pick your fights with, because it's an in-law, and find good homes for the gifts. As long as she's not getting insulted that you're giving, passing the stuff on, maybe turn it into a positive by giving it to places that need it.
Yeah. I mean, we recycle it or find charities to give the clothes to, and you know, the cashews that I could have bought on the corner, I shared with my friends when they came over for games.
I mean, so make it a positive and give it, just pay it forward.
Thanks for letting me vent at any rate, Alan.
Pay it forward. And that's what you're doing, and that's what you're going to keep doing. Don't fight with your mother-in-law.
All right, brother.
Do you like them and love them, or is it a hit or miss?
I mean, I like her dad a lot.
Okay.
I like her mom, but she has a lot going on sometimes.
Relationships are hard because then you take on so many other relationships.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But they're Kate's parents. She loves them. We love them.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get to pick family.
Yeah. I picked mine. It's called Tico.
That's right.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right, man.
See ya. Whoa. 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 Bad music ended at the same time. I got a frog in my throat. Hold on, I gotta clear my throat. See, I'm a pro. I shut off the mic when I clear my throat. Hello, you're on the radio. Oh, wait. I'm not a pro. I turned down the thing. Hi, you're on the radio. Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear. How are you doing?
I'm all right. What's going on?
Good. This is Michael in Brooklyn. I need advice on everything, but my first question for you is how can I learn how to be more selfish?
Okay, tell me. Give me some context.
Yeah, context is like I feel like I grew up very conservative, evangelical, been breaking out of that for the past like 15 years.
Good.
But I still have this deep-seated need to like live my life in service of other people, right? Because that's like so drilled in. I feel like I've just made a lot of compromises and concessions in my personal life that has been not great. Just got out of a long relationship. I'm trying to like figure out how I can actually, sorry, I almost cursed. I'm trying to figure out how I can do the stuff that I actually want to do, right? But it's hard. So do you have any advice on
when you say things that you actually want to do, what do you mean?
You know, just like life things. Lifestyle things, maybe where to live, maybe how much I care about my job.
Okay. You want to be, so there, you've been, because I know people in my life that can't, and I've known some of them are gone, that have been unable, been so giving to others, but their own life was a mess for a variety of different reasons. They couldn't do anything for themselves. Is that you? Do you sort of, are you have a hard time even caring for yourself?
Sometimes, yeah. I've gotten better. Therapy helps. But yeah, I would say I fall into that category naturally. Yeah.
Yeah. And I got people in my life still that every time I'm on the phone with them, their own life is falling apart, but they're taking care of somebody else. And then that gives it. And listen, being in service to others is not just a Christian ideal. It's a mm-hmm. kind of it's an ethical idea, right? Being we want to make sure that our communities, we want to participate in making our communities better and safer and healthier but not at the at the loss of our own personal well-being, right? Listen to me, I sound like some kind of like who the hell am I to be doing this? Anyway, my point is I think it goes back to listing. It sounded like when you said things that I want to do for myself, and I said like what, you couldn't even think of one.
But, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
you're still kind of in the cycle of not even being able to think about things that you want to do for yourself, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, 100%.
So maybe, I mean, I keep going back to these lists because I'm an amateur and I have no idea what I'm doing, but I think maybe writing down, maybe starting a journal, journaling things that you need to do for yourself that you've always wanted to do but you've never been able to. Places you've wanted to go, food you wanted to eat, the way that you wanted relationships to go, things you need in a relationship as opposed to just what your partner needs, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So journaling back in, there was a time in my life where the journal was my therapist and I got to burn those things actually one of these days. But I think journaling could be really, really helpful for you giving yourself 15 minutes to a half hour a day of writing. Because there's something about writing stuff out in a journal that sort of it's a form of therapy that is different than actually talking to a therapist, and it does something different. So maybe start with journaling. Every day giving yourself a little bit of a prompt or something like that.
I like that. I also think we should go back to which countries are allowed on the moon, because I think that was a really important topic.
Because the moon's that ties into the conspiracy theories about the moon, because people are like, if we went to the moon, why don't we go back to the moon? It's like, because we don't need moon rocks, dude. All right, man.
Well, I appreciate it, Alan.
Thanks for calling, and good luck.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's a good time for me to say that I am a especially unqualified purveyor of advice. I have no skill set whatsoever in doing this, but I am on this radio station live every Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. In 15 minutes, we get Put the Needle on the Record. Billy Jam will be live in studio. Looking forward to that because because I get to hear his show on my ride home, but B, because that's always a really cool interaction between Billy Jam and the Doggy Llama, Tico. So maybe you're getting a new job. Maybe you're relocating. Maybe you're stressing out about the job market. What's this guy saying? People, I don't go on the playlist and comments board because I got no time. I got no time to listen to what people are saying. But somebody's mad at me. Call me shame. Somebody's shaming me on the playlist and comments board. Get the hell out of here. 201-209-9368. I told you, I don't know what I'm doing. Get mad at me. You can't get mad at me. Hello, you're on the radio. Hello?
Hi. Hello. Hi. I was calling to chime in about the last gentleman who called about wanting to be more selfish.
Okay.
And I would encourage him to not think of it as being selfish, but as prioritizing himself and putting himself first.
I think
that's selfish to make yourself the priority.
Right. Selfish has a negative connotation, and I completely, the language that we use is really important. I could have understood what he was saying. I don't think he meant selfish. He meant what you are saying, But I think I think it's a very important point that you're making to make that language clear, even when he's saying it to himself, because you don't want to set a goal of being selfish, because being selfish sucks, right? So
absolutely, yeah. absolutely, and it makes a difference when you use that language. And I don't think he meant that either.
Yeah.
But when you use that language in your head to yourself, when you speak to yourself, and you have this concept that taking care of yourself and putting yourself first is selfish, then it also gives you an excuse to not take care of yourself and be like, well, I'm not going to do that because that would be selfish because so-and-so needs my help or so-and-so wants me to do this. And it's like, well, no, it's what's good for you. Doing things that are good for you
are not selfish.
Isn't selfish.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I'm glad you called. I'm glad you cleared that up, because I was working off the assumption that I knew what he meant. But I think it's really, really important that person going forward changes the language that they use as they are trying to sort of fix things.
Yeah, and I also have to give him kudos for wanting to, because when you're in a position where you feel like you're not making yourself a priority and you're not putting yourself first and you're not living the life you want to live, it's hard to figure out how to change. It's hard to ask for help. And I mean, I'm speaking from vast personal experience, and I'm kind of going through it now, but it's good, especially, I love what you said about journaling. That's really, really great idea. But also, you know, talking with other male friends and female friends, just to kind of get a perspective about people who, you know, how they handle this kind of stuff, because you can learn a lot from how people operate in their lives as well.
I agree with that. And definitely finding the people in your life who are who you value the way they live their life and how they care for themselves and others, and seeking out their points of view. I agree. I agree with everything you say. I'm glad you called. What's your name?
Christine.
Christine, thanks for calling.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Your perspective is very valued. Thanks.
Thank you. And thanks for doing the show.
You got it. Oh, what a crazy show this is, me giving advice. 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. You can go to the WFMU.org playlist and comments board, where other people, evidently, according to one person on the comments board, are giving much more wise and seasoned advice than I am. I think I got yelled at for something about the Chinese on the moon or something. Somebody on the comments board didn't like my response, but I don't even know. I can't keep up with the comments board when I'm doing this. 201-209-9368. Ooh, on New Year's Eve, me and Jim the Poet are filling in for Sydney from 9 p.m. to midnight. I'll be ringing in the new year with my favorite radio buddy, Jim the Poet. And that'll be a music show. But we might take some calls. It's New Year's Eve, you know. So mark your calendar if you're going to be hanging out around the house or whatever. What should we do here, bed music? How about this? 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. We definitely have time for a couple more calls. Put the Needle on the Record is coming up at 7 p.m. If you want to get on the Ask Alan, the ever-growing Ask Alan email list, send me an email at alan@wfmu.org. If you want to leave a voicemail on the Ask Alan answering machine, if you can't call during show hours, 973-352-7908. That's 973-352-7908. That is the Ask Alan answering machine. Oh, Madonna me. Give a call, 201-209-9368. I've been trying to get my routine and my health a little bit more in order. My life got a little bit more in order lately with stuff that I don't really want to talk about, so I felt like I got to start to get other things more in order. And I'm thinking about doing the dating apps. Am I crazy? Hello, you're on the radio.
Hi, I got one of these Christmas anxieties. Although here's the frustration. I know what to do, but there's no way to do without. Okay, let's think of this.
What's your name again? You call every week, right? What's your name?
Yeah, Peter.
Peter, I love when you call. Make it quick though, Peter. You always call at the end of the show.
So they said you know, inviting me over for Christmas. And he was like, okay, here, the Uber is this. It'll cost you $70 for the round trip. And when I get there, it's like, you got to stay, you'll stay at a hotel. And all I wanted to yell is that the height of indifference? You know, show that it's your, I did say, like, show that it's your honor and come pick me up and let me stay on the couch, you know. And I did say that anyway. And he didn't even get insulted when I said something like, I'm looking to have Christmas with someone who will be honored to have me as a guest.
That's very.
And even that didn't, he didn't get it.
So basically he said Uber to my house and then stay at a hotel after the party?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a way to spend Christmas. I mean, if you're, you know, or the that sort of a festive occasion, and you were insulted by it. I mean, I think I might enjoy the night in the hotel, but he wanted you to pay for it.
Right.
Yeah, come over my house, then spend a whole bunch of money to get here, and then spend a whole bunch of money in a hotel, and then take another Uber home. I'm glad that you expressed your feelings to him, and don't go to the party. Thanks, Peter. Hi, you're on the radio. Hello?
Alan.
Yeah, who's this?
Alan.
Yeah?
This is Annie.
Hello, Annie. How are you?
Doing well.
All right, we've got like 4 minutes.
All right. Well, first off, you matter to me.
Oh, thanks. You matter to me too, Annie.
Thanks. Another is you're asking about the app. And I would say don't do it.
Well, all right, so that's going to be a matter for another show because I haven't decided yet, and I have to think about how I want to pursue that, the whole question of whether or not should or not. Because once I decide whether I'm going to do it or not, then it's going to be getting advice on, you know, how to do the whole, there's going to be so much advice that I need if I decide to go through with this. So I'm not looking for advice on whether or not I'm going to do it yet. I'm going to seek that from my, me and my good friend Johnny Salami are going to work that out. Because I heard there's an app where you can go on double dates. Listen, I hate this. I hate this. But my life has changed. I used to be a much more social person. And I'm not now.
Right.
And there is something about being able to sort of direct a date to a specific. There's something about it. It's not all terrible. I just hate the internet. I hate the whole allowing this world to dictate. I don't like it, but I might do it because I don't have to love. I might do it anyway. Well, I don't want to talk about that. We'll see where that goes. Do you need advice? Right. You need advice today?
No. I just want to say I care about you.
I thank you, Annie. That's really sweet. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Good night.
Bye. See? Annie cares. Thanks, Annie. I feel warm. I'm not joking. I'm not being sarcastic. Hi, Kiko. He was out cold, but he lifted his head up. Dios mio. We got time for another call. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. People are... all right. I'm getting a lot of strong opposition to dating apps on the playlist and comments board. Mrs. Bucci chiming in. So we're going to see. We're going to see. Right now, I'm leaning no, but I'm leaning maybe. 201-209-9368. Don't call with this last call about my dating app saga. That's for another day. 201-209-9368. This is Ask Alan. Billy Jam, Put the Needle on the Record, coming up shortly. Oh, this was fun. I love doing Ask Alan. Just do always remind yourself, as I do, that there are better places to seek advice than Alan. However, I like being a part of the conversation. 201-209-9368. You can be the last call and lead right into Put the Needle on the Record. Who's it going to be? This is where the board lights up at the end of the show all the time. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. It is the holidays and all of the positives and negatives and traumas and fun and parties that it entails. And so maybe you have a quick one about that. Billy Jam in the studio. Put the Needle on the Record coming up oh so soon. You got your opener? Let's get that opener on. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Advice on any topic. 2 minutes. Make it a quick one. You could be the last call. Don't you want to be the last call of the night? It was a lit up board all night. And then you drop off at the end. Hi, you're on the radio. Make it quick. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm just calling in to say hi.
Hi. You need advice?
Hello.
Yeah.
I love this radio station.
Thank you. And you need advice on anything?
Advice? Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what I want to eat right now, and I'm wondering what is your favorite type of food.
My favorite
what
type?
I should order.
What you should order? You're ordering out?
Yep, I'm ordering out.
Are you like, you have any like dietary restrictions?
No dietary restrictions.
All right. Sushi.
Sushi?
Yeah, just order
something.
Sushi.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing to get from sushi?
I mean, I like a tuna roll with brown rice, but then you got to get some greens. So get some like sauteed spinach or something with it. Make sure you balance it with a nice green.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. Have a good week.
You as well. Thank you.
You're listening to WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. It's always fun. Love doing this. See you next week. If you're in the neighborhood, get down there to 7 Second Delay Bingo. And in the meantime, stay right where you are because you get Billy Jam, Put the Needle on the Record, live in studio. See you next week.
straight out of the Bay Area, DJ Juanita. DJ Juanito. Cold in effect, Oakland's funkiest DJ. Shout out going out to the Bay Area, Timmy These Nuts, Chris in the Redwoods. Shout out to Smallbony, Celeste, Count the Aldente, Be Now Homeboy, Cresty, Will the SGOCNY, Goes to 11, Yes, FM, U. It's Put the Needle on the Record, coming to you live from WFMU Radio. Shout out to Alan, all of his callers. Pretty good guy with some good advice for someone who claims to not have the advice, huh? Let's continue with the music. Visionaries on WFMU. No. I love it, though.
Public schools were gated. Every day is our birthday. No belated. Receive a compliment.